Let us study the general plan of integrating Kaspersky Threat Feed Service and threat data feeds with Splunk. Download the Kaspersky Threat Feed Service package from the Threat Intelligence Portal of Kaspersky Lab and unpack it on a supported Linux server. It can be a dedicated server or the host where Splunk operates. Also, download Kaspersky Threat Feed app for Splunk. Since Kaspersky Threat Feed Service is an independent set of components, you will need to configure startup for the service manually according to the requirements of the Linux distribution. After Kaspersky Threat Feed Service is installed, you can install Kaspersky Threat Feed app for Splunk. It adds configuration files for integration with Kaspersky Threat Feed Service to Splunk. If Kaspersky Threat Feed Service is installed on a dedicated host, you will need to edit them. When everything is ready, you can use test data to make sure that Kaspersky Threat Feed Service works, and if everything is all right, you can configure updates and redirect data from Splunk. Let's proceed to the system requirements for Kaspersky Threat Feed Service. Kaspersky Threat Feed Service requires a Linux server with 2 CPU, 2 GB of free RAM and 10 GB of free drive space. Kaspersky Threat Feed Service stores unpacked threat data feeds in the memory, and they take 1.5 to 2 GB. Any Linux distribution can be used, on the condition that it is a 64-bit operating system and the kernel version is 2.6 or later. Scripts of Kaspersky Threat Feed Service require Python 2.6 or 2.7. Requirements for Kaspersky Threat Feed app for Splunk are the same as for Splunk itself. Python 2.7 or 2.6 is necessary. Kaspersky Threat Feed Service supports Splunk versions from 6.2 to 6.4.